Blog Talk Radio.
I know radio probably ain't gonna play this, but chopper going off in the hood, man, like Afghanistan or the Gaza Strip somewhere, man. Yeah. We hear so much, we probably know to it by now. After all, it's the American way, right?
Home of the brave and free.
It's America.
Free just to murder me.
Land of the handgun.
Land of the beautiful.
Home of the shotgun.
Cursed by the hate we throw.
You're dead if you ain't got one. You said it the home of the brave, I guess. I said it the home of the cage and the vet. All alone with the J, poking yay, cause he's stressed. On call with the pets, up a spray for respect. I learned from the bed, you the same in the jet. Brought work from the vet, burning rubber in the vet. It's as good as you get, you to play with the rat. Then I got older and learned, stay away from the wreck. God bless these niggas, the hustle up and make eight figures. Turn from a goon to a great young nigga. No complaining, you doing what it take, young nigga. I was raised in the decade, I hate young nigga. I would dodge your police because they hate young nigga. And we hate them too, 38 in them shoes. How to change the system or take him through. He ain't a killer, but he will if you make him. Do a homicide here, right there, put him on trial. Let him have a life in it, then do it with a smile. And he only 19, he ain't even had a child. And the child told him, mama, he'll be gone for a while. And she cried, see her, did you put him inside? Now she all on her own, cause her other son died. Listen to the politician as he lied, and he lied. He a snake in a suit, trying to hide in the sky.
Home of the brave and free.
Well, damn, officer, what I do?
Free just to murder me.
Now, hold on, man, don't shoot, I live over there.
Land of the beautiful.
Hey, man, what you doing, man?
Cursed by the hate we throw.
How many times did that happen to you? What the fuck you know about being a black man in America?
For the stars and the stripes, cause the bars in the pipe. Young nigga rolling weed and a cigar he could light. Bang red, either blue, selling hard in the white. Live by the gun, never run from a fight.
Curry bun in the hoodie, walking through a neighborhood. He didn't do shit to buddy, he didn't have to die, did he? I guess because his dad was a judge in the city. They didn't want him in the pen with the thug, they could get him. A jury of his peers said all were forgiven. The cut on a mind, right or wrong, I'ma kill him. Fill him with the lead, like the put him on Luther King head. Like the kill him, like a man, Edgar Hoover did, yeah. You can catch me in the hood where they shoot niggas at. They don't know if neighborhood or the Hoover did, yeah. The GD with me, we down the upright from the OG to Pee Wee.
Home of the brave and free.
Don't get it fucked up.
Free just to murder.
If you ain't found
me.
Something you willing to die for, you ain't fit to live.
Land of the beautiful.
To get something you never had, you must be willing to do something you never done.
The hate we throw.
I'ma die by my
hand.
Over the prisoner, more than the people who got to keep the children from becoming prisoners. That makes sense. Tell me why 9 ounces of crack get you more time than a rape right now. Tell me why the crazy white boy can tote a gun, but I can't right now. Yeah, I had felonies, I done did dirt in the street, but I ain't never gave to nobody that deserved it. You know what I mean? I ain't never ran no public play with no pistol shooting no innocent people. I ain't never ran no school killing no kids. Man, this is the result of you refusing to deal with the issues at hand. Product of the environment you placed us in. We ain't do it. We just live through it.
Home of the brave and free.
Got a message to my people.
Free just to murder.
Stop
me.
Waiting on folk to help you help yourself. Start
Land
with you.
Of the beautiful.
Get yourself out. Reach back. Get somebody
Cursed
else out.
By the hate we throw. Is this the
new? And that's the way we gon' get ahead, man.
Sitting
around waiting on the government to do something for us ain't gon' never happen. Part of that, don't give a fuck about us. Hell is you doing?
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, all holy praises are forever due to Allah, who is in the perfect person of Master Fard Muhammad. We give him praise and we give him thanks for traveling 9,000 miles on his lonesome to seek, save, and assist a people to whom no divine guidance had come to prior. And when he got here, he made the wisest decision that any human being has ever made, and that is when he appointed and anointed for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad to be the eternal leader to his eternal nation. But I would be remiss in my very existence if I did not thank the two of them for the bravest, most loving, most courageous, and most charismatic individual on the face of the earth, and that is none other than the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. It is in their holy, righteous, and noble names that I would like to greet everyone listening. We say it in the ancient Arabic language of my ancestors. It simply means peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. Dear family, I'd like to start off this episode in the same spirit and disposition that I start off every episode, and that is in the spirit and disposition of gratitude. I would like to first and foremost thank Almighty God Allah, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, for if it were not for those men, I would have absolutely nothing of value to say. I would also like to extend my gratitude to the Initiative Network, Sister Pamela Muhammad and Brother Maurice Muhammad, for believing in their young brother enough to where they have entrusted me with a segment every single Saturday. It is definitely not a privilege that I take lightly, because having the ability and the opportunity to express my deep concerns is a very, very humbling experience. And I would also like to thank everyone that tunes in faithfully each and every weekend. You all truly the show what it is. So, dear family, I know normally I do the show at 7:30, but today I moved it up a couple of hours because I know that many of us want to get to the fight, probably had plans to hang out with our family and friends and catch the Mayweather and Conor McGregor fight. So I definitely did not want to intrude on anyone's plans this evening. Dear family, I entitled this show, The Battle in the Sky, HARP's Weather Manipulation Program. What if I told you that every rainstorm, hurricane, earthquake, tsunami, etc., was not God's will or his doing? And what if I told you that the synagogue of Satan, some people call them the elites, have machinery that is capable of manufacturing weather conditions? For someone who is just now hearing that for the first time, you may think I'm crazy as hell. And I honestly do not blame you, because to a person who doesn't have it on their heart or in their mind to tamper with God's creation, of course that sounds crazy. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the white man, a people who has a history and a nature that is diametrically opposed to everything that God himself has set up. Now, I'm going to go to clips early, so that way those of you that have never heard of this belief or this conspiracy, to give you a very, very plain explanation of what this HARP weather manipulation program is. Now, before we get into these clips, I have to bear witness to my father, who art in heaven, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, a man whom most of the world believes is deceased, whom most of the world believe was full of crap, whom most of the world believes was a madman. But this evening, Almighty God, Allah, we are going to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad has always been right and exact. And it takes actually looking into what he says instead of looking at what he says in order for you to get the big picture. Now, in the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad titled Message to the Black Man, there is a chapter that is entitled The Battle in the Sky. And it reads, the final war between Allah God and the devils is dangerously close. The very least amount of friction can bring it into action within minutes. There is no such thing as getting ready for this most terrible and dreadful war. They are ready. Preparation for the battle between man and man or nations has been made and carried out on land and water for the past 6,000 years. Man has now become very wise and has learned many of the secrets of nature which make the old battles with swords and bows and arrows look child's play. Since 1914, which was the end of the time given to the devils to rule the original people, man has been preparing for a final showdown in the skies. He has made a remarkable advancement in everything pertaining to a deadly, destructive war in the sky. That is what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad wrote decades ago. Now, HARP, Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, it supposedly was made to be an ionospheric research program jointly funded by the U.S. Air Force, the U.S. Navy, the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and the Defense Advanced Research Project designed and built by Bay Advanced Technology. They claim that this is a program for ionospheric research. What is the definition of ionosphere? It is the layer of the Earth's atmosphere that contains a high concentration of ions and free electrons and is able to reflect radio waves. It lies above the mesosphere and extends from about 50 to 600 miles above the Earth's atmosphere. In other words, this is the part of the atmosphere where weather happens. When rain falls, when snow falls, thunderstorms, lightning storms, all of that goes on in the ionosphere. Now, what is an ion? An ion is an atom or molecule with a net electric charge due to the loss or gain of one or more electrons. So an ion, we can say, is pretty much balanced at any given time. Okay? Now, the clip that we are about to show, as I stated in the beginning, is simply giving you a broad overview of what this HARP program is all about. And I can assure you that just like everything else in the white man's world, It's never what it seems. They're not conducting ionospheric research. It will be shown and proven that they are actually tampering with the atmosphere, and they are able to manufacture weather conditions. Now you say, only God can do that. You're right. But the reason why you're also wrong is because of what your perception of God is. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that God means force and power. The white man is a god of his world. Does not the white man dominate every facet of life in his world, from banking to education, from ownership to government, from the police force to the courthouse? The top scientists in this world, the majority of them are white. So he's dominating his world, which makes him a god of his. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us that God is man, and man is God. And besides man, there is no other god. So every human being on this planet who has a brain has the potential to manifest the abilities and attributes of a god. But whether or not they will display good or evil is dependent upon the content of their nature and the totality of their decision making. So the white man, being a god of his world, he has been an evil god. So what do you expect an evil god to do when he or she comes into contact with the very secrets of nature? What are the secrets of nature? How to make it rain? How to make it snow? How to simulate thunderstorms and lightning storms, canes and tsunamis, and earthquakes? Those are the secrets of nature. And the Nation of Islam and our Supreme Wisdom book that was given to us by God himself, the question is asked, what makes, key word, what makes rain, hail, snow, and earthquakes? And the answer that is given is the son of man experimenting with high. Last time I checked, God is not in the business of making anything, because the word make means to fashion out of material that is already here. But when God created the material universe, he had nothing to pull it from. So God is not in the business of making anything. God is in the business of creating. So this son of man that is making rain, hail, snow, and earthquakes, keyword, son of man. White folks come from the black man. Every race comes from us. So the son that is engaged in experimenting with high explosives is none other than the Caucasian. I'm going to prove it in a minute, because the average person's perception of God is all jacked up. God is not a spirit. He's not a spook. The devil is not a spirit. He's not a spook. They are frequencies that are channeled in human beings. So anything that's ever good happens to you is going to come on behalf of another human being. And just like if anything bad ever happens to you, it's going to come to you on behalf of a human being. And I want to get into this clip so bad, but I just got to bear witness to the most honorable Elijah Muhammad just one more time so we can see that he's not crazy and he's not a madman. Again, this is from his book, Message to the Black Man. It is a chapter entitled The Battle in the Sky. What is the definition of battle? Battle is a sustained fight between large or organized armed forces. It is a fight or struggle tenaciously to achieve or resist something. The white man is fighting to stay on this planet. And Allah is fighting to get him off of it. So these two armies, these two entities are engaged in warfare. And here we are caught right in the middle of it, and most of us don't even know what the hell is going on. So let me go back to the words of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He says, the final war between Allah and the devils is dangerously close. The very least amount of friction can bring it into action within minutes. There is no such thing as getting ready for this most terrible and dreadful war. They are ready. Preparation for the battle between man and man or nations has been made and carried out on land and water for the past 6,000 years. Man has now become very wise and has learned many of the secrets of nature which make the old battles with swords and bows and arrows look like child's play. Since 1914, which was the end of the time given to the devils to rule the original people, man has been preparing for a final showdown in the skies. He has made a remarkable advancement in everything pertaining to a deadly, destructive war in the sky. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad foresaw this. Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad warned us of this. So after we play these clips and give you more facts, now the burden of accepting the truth that the government of the United States, as well as some other European nations, are engaged in tampering with the atmosphere to manufacture weather conditions. They're using this as a weapon to displace people. I see here that we have a caller, area code 111. You're now live.
Yes, yes. Greetings, greetings. My name is Sapphire, and I'm listening to you, and man, I'm gonna tell you, you are dropping some very needful, virtuous, and extremely timely knowledge. My whole life is out there listening to you carefully. I want to say this about the writings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Consideration what you said earlier is that God is a frequency that works through man. If we understand that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad only had a sixth grade education, but he was capable of giving knowledge that it would take thousands of years to accumulate, and even more so for one man who had what we are calling education, who had only a meager amount of it. That had to be a frequency working through him. Now, what I'm saying here is those two books, Message to the Black Man, and what was the other book that you mentioned, my brother?
I only mentioned Message to the Black Man, dear sister.
Okay, but what is the other one? There's another one. Not How to Eat to Live. Not that one, but there's Message to the Black Man.
Oh,
there's
talking
one
about
edition.
Fall of America? Fall of America?
I don't think it's that one, but I'm going to tell you this. And I want to be
correct. Theology of Time.
Theology of Time.
Okay.
Let's say these three. First book, Message to the Black Man. Second, Theology of Time. And the third one, Fall of America. It is imperative that black men, males, black men read those three books and read it carefully and digest that information like they are digesting water. And I'm going to tell you why. In those books are the keys to the black man saving his very life. I'm not, what I'm talking about is, I'm not talking about war and I'm not talking about battle, but Elijah Muhammad laid down the trick that will consume the black man if he does not make himself noble, if he does not use integrity. And I know while you and I are speaking, people will think that we are zealots, that we are just, you know, rubbing one another's back and that we believe in falsities. But I'm trying to tell you, I don't subscribe to any religion, but I'm going to tell you this, that little small man, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the knowledge that he laid down saved lives. Not only saved lives, but he taught the black man how to sustain himself. And by sustaining himself, he would get equity in his life. And when I say equity, what do I mean here? I mean there would be a gradual, smooth swiftness of upward mobility. But you see, I understand people want to talk about the, and excuse me here, but I want to go in here. They want to talk about the wives that he had. They want to talk about what he did. They want to talk about Malcolm. It took me a very long time to understand why the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told Malcolm, do not go public and speaking about against certain people that a lot of people who are lost like. Don't do that, brother. I understand now why he told Malcolm don't do that. See, I couldn't understand because there's so many people saying, oh, they had Malcolm killed. They had this. Let me say this. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave him some very wise information because no matter what you and I say to people, the bulk of people are not going to get it. So it's really only a chosen few that you're speaking to that are going to speak to the lost, the brain dead. So I'm just backing you up with these books. And I want you and other brothers, other black men, to express to them they're in trouble. The black man is in trouble. Elijah Muhammad said what's happening to him, and it's shocking to me that he could foretell this. And I'm not going to say exactly what it is because it hurts so many people's feelings, and so many brothers have already been caught in the snare, and they're not going to make it. But Elijah Muhammad told you, black man, what the trick, next trick, the last trick was going to be for you. Brother, I know you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Didn't he say it? Did he not say it? He and to let you know he knew what he was talking about, he even described what the trick was going to look like and what they were going to add to it to entice the black man. I'm telling you, black man, you better read what that man said to you. Okay, because what many brothers don't understand is the black woman has the DNA to sustain herself. If she don't have sex with nobody, she can live for 120 years. And all she has to do is try and eat right and not stay stressful. I hope I'm dropping a clue as to what I'm talking about. But now here's my question to you, my brother. I don't want to take up a lot of your time, but what you were saying, I'm just so exhausted after hearing you. My only hope is that they are listening to you. You see what I'm saying? That they are listening to you. And my question to you is, I understand everything you said, but what is the reason for the modification? I know you said, you know, to shift and move people around, but there is a primary reason for it. And what is that?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Everything in nature, the first law of nature we're taught is self-preservation. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that the Caucasian's world was only made to last for 6,000 years. And in 1914, that 6,000-year period was officially up. Ever since then, the white man has been making preparation for the inevitable battle with God himself. When we look at America's budget, America's military is generations ahead of any other country on this earth. But yet, countless resources and even more money is being poured into research. So if no country on this earth can deal with America from a military standpoint, then what is she still stockpiling weapons and ammunition and death-motivated machinery for? It is because they know what they have done to God's chosen people. They know that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was not lying when he said that America is first on God's list to be destroyed. They also know that they can stay here, they can continue staying here, and they can continue preparing themselves as long as we stay asleep. So on one hand, they have their weapon of mass distraction, which is the media, which is sports, which is all of this other stuff, and the last trick, which is his white woman, to keep black men and black women confused, because the Quran says that respite me until the day that they are raised. So the white man has a grace period as long as we remain asleep. So while we are asleep, they continue to prep, because they know that no matter how much distraction they throw our way, eventually going to wake up. And when we wake up, that is going to ignite the fury of God, and then God will officially come after them. Now, with the weather modification, they know that the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad are real. And when he told them that for all of these fighter jets that they have, they won't be able to get their planes off the ground, they said, okay, we still are going to fight. So they test this thing out. And what really motivated me to do this show tonight was the seeing what happened in Sierra Leone. Years ago, somebody told me about this. They said that the earthquake in Haiti was done by man. Now, of course, I don't put anything past the white man, but I was very young. I was just coming into consciousness, so I didn't want to give a white man that much credit. So I kind of just brushed it off and said, nah, they ain't got that type of power. But when I look over the years at the places that seem to have the worst destruction, Sierra Leone, predominantly black. Then I started looking into what happened in New Orleans. And a lot of the people say that the government and the National Guard actually blew the levee. I said, okay, so Sierra Leone, then Haiti, and of course you got Louisiana. I said, damn, how God said that he came to save blacks, but every time he turned around, he's sending all these, you know, huge weather disasters towards us. And I said, that don't sound like God to me. That don't sound like the God that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad represented to us. So sure enough, I started researching, I started reading, and I said, I'll be damned. And then for me to look in the message to the black man and see what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, it's plain as day that they have made advancements and they've discovered the secrets of nature itself. I said, that sounds like the white man going up and tampering with God's very creation. So the reason for them manufacturing these weather conditions is to displace people, and they're also using it as a weapon. Just like they do.
No, I want to ask. Okay, I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you a question. Now, I'm listening to everything that you say, and I see these catastrophes, and they are not natural. Let me say that first.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that they are natural, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that they are cloaked as natural disasters. Now, having said that, these natural disasters alone, these unnatural disasters alone cannot eliminate the populations of original people because they're very costly,
mm-hmm.
very time-consuming, and it would take 800 years worth of them. Now, having said, be mindful of that and put a pin in that.
Mm-hmm.
But there is one thing that can, over an 800-year period, eliminate original people, and that is amalgamation. Amalgamation is the reason that you see certain cultures. Without amalgamation, other cultures cannot survive. Did you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
They cannot survive. When you talk about the last trick that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad laid out, when you read that last trick, first, what's first going to be shocking is you want to know how could he have known this? Because nobody was thinking that. When you go back, you can read the Honorable Marcus Garvey. You know, you can read what's the other brother's name? The Talented Tenth, Du Bois. You can read. I don't care, just any of these scholars you can read. And these were learned, educated men, but they were not able to give the critical information that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave. So I'm saying, I said all that to say this. People need to quit asking, is there a race-mixing agenda? It is a life-saving agenda. That's what it is. It is a life-saving
mm-hmm.
agenda, and it works faster and more efficient than anything else. I believe that's why there's so much money put into the commercials, so much money put into how people are seen on social media and television and everything. There's a reason behind that. And I'm going to tell you this, my brother. I never thought that in 2017, so many of us would be so lost, so much so, until we are no benefit to one another. And I'm sorry to have to say that, but I got to keep it real. I've got to
Absolutely.
Keep it real. I would like to know your opinion on that, what I just said.
I definitely think that you're absolutely right. You know, I mean, one thing that we all have to accept when we know the truth about what's going on and the direction that the world is moving in, especially as black people, early on it hurts. But the more you understand, the more you realize that mathematically speaking, it is very improbable that every single black person is going to wake up and accept the truth of what's going on and what's being done to them. All we can do is give the information and then strive to implement the information in our own lives and be an example. But as far as what you said about how no other great scholar that we've had was able to say or predict the things that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said and predicted, it's just a testament to who and what he is. And I want to keep you on the line because I have to play this clip real quick, and then I'll come right back, not just to your question, but any other questions that you may have. But I want to play this clip so that way the brothers and sisters that are also listening, they can get more acclimated with what this heart thing is all about. As far as what you said with the race mixing and the agenda with the commercials, all of that stuff is a part of their agenda to keep us asleep and ultimately try to destroy us. Now, we know that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that the black man is so wise that he can't even destroy himself.
But the most honorable Elijah Muhammad said that if by some chance the black man was able to be destroyed, everything in creation would self-destruct along with him. And then out of the triple darkness of the universe, another black man would emerge and recreate everything in his image and in his likeness. So the white man is just in desperation. He knows that his time is up. So really, he's just doing all of this just for the hell of it. He won't be successful in destroying the black man. He won't be successful in destroying the black woman. The only thing he's going to do is continue to anger God to the point where Master Farah Muhammad said that he is going to wipe away the very memory of this world. So at the end of this war, anybody that survived, they won't even remember this world. That's how much God hates this world for everything that you just mentioned and for everything that I just articulated. They can sit up here and talk all they want to about Russia and North Korea, but the real reason why America and the European is in hot water is because of what they have done and are doing to God's chosen people from the time of the transatlantic slave trade all the way up to this very moment. Stay on the line for me, dear sister.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to play this clip. It's about 12 minutes long, but it's very, very informative to everybody that's on. Listen to it very, very carefully, and we will return after this clip.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back, humanity. Alex Jones here. In the next 10 minutes, I'm going to break down a subject so incredibly important, I don't even feel worthy to bring you this information. I want to beg all of you listening and watching out there as we simulcast this on television to go out for yourselves, write down some notes, and then use a major search engine to look up these mainstream media articles, university studies, and governmental reports for yourself. Since the early 1990s, it's been partially declassified, and I'm about to go over it, that major Western governments have been secretly adding to jet fuel a whole host of radioactive isotopes, aluminum dioxide, the list goes on and on, to manipulate the weather on this planet. And when the general public brings it up, they just say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, despite the fact that most of this is hiding in plain view. This is similar to back in 1996-97 with my NSA whistleblower connections, many of which are now public, Wayne Madsen, James Bamford, and others, that the National Security Agency was illegally spying on everything Americans did for social control. Now, folks would call that a conspiracy theory then. It's now known fact. I want to give viewers and radio listeners a chance to write down some key terms and look this up. They kept the Manhattan Project secret. They kept the Tuskegee experiment secret. They've kept literally hundreds of different projects secret until the establishment feels like telling us they were doing it later. In the public documents dealing with weather manipulation, geoengineering, or terraforming, they say it's being done for our own good and to repair the atmosphere. But the scientists, meteorologists, astrophysicists, and others that I've talked to have said what they're spraying and releasing would actually eat holes in the atmosphere and damage the soils of the planet. So let me now race through for you the over 50 or so documents I have here in front of us admitting the geoengineering program that's going on. Council on Foreign Relations, 2008, geoengineering workshop on planetary scale geoengineering. This is already going on. It's a multi-hundred page report. Go read it. Admitting this is going on. But then they make jokes on the nightly news when I talk about this. Here's another report out of Wired Magazine. Earth's dimming skies before and after. Admitting that condensation trails from jet aircraft since the early 1990s has dimmed the planet upwards of 30%. That's from 2009. Pretty darn important. Here's another article. Can a million tons of sulfur dioxide combat climate change? That's their cover for this. And Bill Gates gets billions in taxpayer money a year to carry out these secret projects. He's just one part of it. Here's an InfoWars.com article with the link to the National Patent Office. Spraying the Skies, 1975, U.S. patent for powdered contrailed generation. And you look at what they're releasing now in the atmosphere, what's being picked up, it's exactly that. The airlines don't even know. It's at the major jet fuel manufacturers. There's more than 50 patents on this alone for geoengineering. BBC, you notice I'm going through one stack here. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 more stacks. BBC, why the sun seems to be dimming. Man-made chemtrails. This is a key article from the Pentagon. Weather as a force multiplier, owning the weather by 2025, 1996, dealing with manipulation of the weather. Department of Defense weather programs, breaking down the control of hurricanes, everything that's been going on since the 60s, declassified in 2004. Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, was interviewed on radio and TV by me. Those interviews are posted at InfoWars.com today from almost 10 years ago. This is key information, ladies and gentlemen. Let's continue. Here's another report. Oral evidence taken before the Science and Technology Committee 2010 in Congress dealing with the geoengineering that's going on. Here's another. Unilateral geoengineering briefing notes. Again, this is put out by Stanford University, who first certified the weather control in 1968 with Ben Livingston, not declassified till the mid-2000s. Let's continue to another key document, indirect and semi-direct aerosol campaign. This is put out by the federal government and more than a dozen major universities dealing with how they are manipulating the weather currently and controlling it. You notice all the droughts, the rest of it. Just like I told you how the NSA operated with precision, I'm telling you from public documents that I have read and interviewing the top experts, what's happening. In 1992, a Nobel Prize was won by Paul Crutzen on how to control the weather worldwide with these systems, okay? And you read what he got the prize for. Turned out this was work he did decades before. His plan got implemented. He won the prize because he claims it's to fix the ozone holes. Why aren't you telling the public then about this project if it's supposedly to fix the ozone holes? We've interviewed the physicists, the atmospheric experts. It's pure bull. They're changing our atmosphere. House of Commons, Science and Technology Committee, the regulation of geoengineering, 2010, calling for banning it, talking about how dangerous it is. There's UN treaties on it from 1979. But again, none of this exists, even though I'm giving you all the documentation. I told you in 1996 that the NSA spy grids were to be able to predict the future and mass movements and rig economies. Snowden told you that last year. I'm on record. I know what I'm talking about. We've done our homework. Here's another one put out by Harvard. Stratospheric injection of reflective aerosols on particles by means of aviation fuel additives. Bam. That's how they're compartmentalizing it, where people don't know what's happening. Cirrus cloud seeding using airliners to reduce reflectivity and, quote, save us from the sun as the earth actually gets less light and plants begin to die. All mainline government reports. You know, write all this down. Watch the video. Take notes. Look it up. Or just say it's racist. And that would be easier, or homophobic. Doesn't have any reflection on reality. Just say it. Be trendy. Wear colorful socks. Grow a beard. You're cool. Everyone worships you because you're so trendy. Again, the trend is just ignore all this and just call us conspiracy theorists. Here's the whole Air Force breaking it down, all the rest of it. And separately, then the Air Force comes out and whitewashes it and just says it's ice crystals. No, we know there's natural ice crystals at high altitudes that form. We're not saying it's all weather modification. The point is the weather modification is going on. You can search it. You can watch C-SPAN, where they've had hearings admitting all of it. This is the reality. And you ignore all of this at your total peril. The globalists have created a breakaway civilization. They have created a technocracy. They're playing God. In places like Dubai years ago, they admitted they could control their weather and make it rain and turn the desert green. But here, they don't tell you that a lot of the so-called Doppler towers are really weather control towers. And I was told that in 1999 by a top engineer in microwaves and didn't even believe it when he gave me the documents. And then years later saw it in the Daily Mail and the Associated Press, but in the Middle East and China, not here. They're doing it with jet trails, with the chemicals. They're doing it with these different microwave systems and relay towers that then resonate with it. They've got over-the-horizon radar is one reason they're spraying this stuff. The point is, we need to know. The public needs to have an investigation. This is hardcore, serious info that government, using our tax money and our ingenuity, has built a breakaway civilization where they put stuff in our water, GMO in our food. They're messing with the weather. They're buying armored vehicles and billions of rounds of ammo and have TV shows bad-mouthing the founding fathers. I mean, we're living in a science fiction movie. And that's what I wanted to break down here on the Nightly News and on syndicated radio stations across the country that pick up this information. Because I'm just somebody that knows how to read public documents off army.mil. I know how to watch C-SPAN hearings about this, where they admit it's all going on. And then CNN and MSNBC says none of it exists and mix it in with space aliens, something we can't prove. All I know is our Earth's being manipulated. This is hardcore serious. Now, that's it for InfoWars Nightly News. Some stations out there will come back after this with David Knight and more. I'm Alex Jones signing off for now. And if you're watching this transmission or listening, you are the resistance. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was.
Okay, so as we just heard from Alex Jones, the host of InfoWars, all of the everything that he just mentioned is public record, is public document. These are actual hearings from when they admit that this is what they're doing. These facilities and these towers are not for research purposes. They are actually blasting lasers into the ionosphere and manufacturing rainstorms and thunderstorms and lightning, etc., etc. Now, before we move on, I won't have time to do it this evening, but next weekend I will be doing a show exposing the hoax of global warming. And the reason why I'm bringing it up on this episode is because there is this belief that Al Gore and some more white covert racist liberals have put out there that the earth is warming up. It's too hot, and soon we won't be able to stay here. All of that is a load of crap. The whole basis of that theory of global warming is the belief that there's too much CO2s in the atmosphere. CO2s is carbon dioxide, and it is a naturally occurring colorless gas with a density about 60% higher than that of air that is odorless at normally encountered concentration. Okay? Now, there's a gentleman by the name of Dr. Don Easterbrook, and he's a professor of emeritus of geology. He did a hearing where, on record, and he said that there is only 39 1/1000th of 1% of CO2s in the atmosphere. That's not even 1%. So even from a million years from now, if you continue to multiply that, 0 × 0 × 0 × 0 is going to give you 0. So Al Gore and everybody else claiming that the reason for all of this mysterious weather and the frequency of these hurricanes and the frequencies of these thunderstorms and whatnot and earthquakes is because of global warming, they're lying. And this is not the first time that white folks will put a lie out there to try to cover up their dirty deeds. We remember when Ronald Reagan was selling crack in the black community, and then he had his wife start a program condemning drugs to try to clean their hands. That's essentially what they're doing here. They have these
this machinery that is manipulating the atmosphere and manufacturing weather conditions, and then they come right behind that and say, oh, there's a such thing as global warming. We got to stop this. So you're putting millions of dollars into research for something that they're not even researching. And I would not be surprised for a second if that money that people are sending towards global warming research and prevention is actually going to heart to continue their diabolical plans of manufacturing these things. Dear sister, are you still on? Okay. Did you have any thoughts that you wanted to voice concerning the clip that we just heard?
I do. And I have a comment, and this comment comes from a place of curiosity. I know that you know the answer, my brother, but let me say this. So I heard the man talk about chemtrails. And mm-hmm. what baffles me deeply is how so many of these people that we consider to be learned people or people in the know talk about how dangerous these chemtrails are and how the chemtrails are designed to lower the population. But that's nothing could be farther from the truth. Chemtrails are life-saving for people are struggling with the UV rays. The chemtrails block the powerful rays, what ancient cultures call kundalini energy. Chemtrails will block that or dissipate those rays. While it will still be hot, the rays will be absorbed into those synthetic clouds, and people who are getting burned and whose, how do I say this not to be offensive, people who have things in their skin or in their genome or in their genetics that are not conducive to the sun's rays can walk about more freely and live longer. I'm so sick of hearing these people talk as if they don't know the reason for the synthetic cloud. It saves certain people's lives. I want to know what mm-hmm. you think about that.
Oh, I definitely agree with you. You know, like I tell people all the time, it's like Minister Farrakhan said, we are at war. Our problem is the average black person doesn't realize that we are at war. You know, like you said, the chemtrails, they do damage to one people, but they are beneficial to another because white folks are melanin deficient. They have just enough melanin in their skin and in their genotype to where they can go outside without evaporating. So they put these chemtrails in the sky. They put all these harmful gases to block out the sun rays, like you just said, because the sun rays, it drains them, but it energizes us. And also that what the chemtrails do is, in addition to blocking out the sun, they also put diseases inside of these planes, like syphilis, like gonorrhea, and it's no wonder why in the black community there's so much sickness. Now, there was a movie that everybody's familiar with but just seemed to miss all of the messages for some reason, was The Matrix. If you notice, when they came out of Zion and they got to the Earth's surface, everything was pitch black, but when Neo and Trinity went up past the clouds, they finally saw the sun. Why is it that when the machines took over, the first thing they did was block out the sun? Because the power of the sun would have granted power to the real human beings. It's the same thing in real life. The majority of the people in this country are vitamin D deficient. Vitamin D is one of the most plentiful, it's one of the most plentiful sources of energy that the sun produces. So it is a life-saving mechanism for some, but it's a life-taking mechanism for many. And we as black people have to understand that we are at war.
Well, my brother, when you say that we are at war, I think a lot of people hear you and think that you are speaking of hand-to-hand combat, gun violence, and brutal battles. That's 200-year-old thinking, I think, when people will hear you and they will think that. They don't understand, if I can say this to you, they don't understand that you are talking about a new, regenerated, more sophisticated type of war that involves
exactly.
technology and magic. And if I can
exactly.
say this about magic, many people will hear the word magic and they will think burning incense, you know, wishing on the sephiras and chanting and pouring libation. That has nothing to do with magic. Magic, because we have a unnatural and uninformed understanding of the vocabulary and etymologies, denotations, and connotations of words, we don't understand what ancient customs were. Magic was the use, hear me clearly, of light and language. Think about
wow.
that for a minute. When you go to a concert, that's one of the biggest displays of magic that you'll ever see, because if you go to see Beyonce and Jay-Z and they remove the magic, you won't spend another $150 on a ticket, because it is the light, the clever use of light that is entertaining you. All the fireworks, all the theatrics, it is the clever use of light. When you go to see a movie, it is the light, the various shades of light that they are entertaining you with. And when they talk about pata in ancient Kemet, that's a transliteration for photo. That's light. They are talking about light. We are talking about what the sun gives off naturally. Corrupting that or manipulating that to do something that shouldn't naturally be done, that's magic. Changing the meanings of words and writing them down and making them come into manifestation, that's magic. Magic is not hocus pocus. When you hear magicians or kids play around and they'll say abracadabra, that is not a word, that's a sentence. Abba. Ka, Dabara, the spirit of the great sun. That's what they're saying. Help me to manipulate this light so that people can't see correctly what I'm doing here. I know this sounds strange, what I'm saying, but trust me, I'm an avid reader. I have been for a very, very long time.
Oh, sis,
I know what I'm saying.
Exactly. I'm definitely enjoying what you're saying. I'm bearing witness to it. You know, everything that you're saying is definitely true. Everything that you're saying obviously is coming from a place of knowledge. This isn't something that you just, you know, just pulled out of thin air. But it's like you said, most of the people listening, when you start talking about war, we're talking about a psychological war here. Because at the end of the day, if this was just, I respectfully say to every black person in this country, we would not survive. Because we don't have the unity to survive, and we don't have the machinery to survive. And this is how you know that the black man and woman are God, because with what we have been through and what we are constantly faced with on a day-to-day basis, we should have been extinct a long time ago. So it has to be our mental capacity and our wits that have gotten us this far. But now we have to go one step higher, and we have to stop thinking that the tactics that white folks used on our great-great-grandparents is what they're going to use today. And this is why when I see our people going out knocking over statues, and crying about, we have to understand, you're attacking things that are symbols without substance. I'm not worried about a statue of a racist Confederate flag holder. I'm not worried about a statue of a racist president. My chief concern are those that are mobile, those that are in motion, those that influence policy, those that influence government, those that have their hands on machinery that are
chemically engineering our food, our water, our air. Those are the ones that you need to be worried about. A statue? I don't understand that. But stay on the line, dear sister. I'm really, really enjoying your company. We have to go on break for just a few minutes, and then when we come right back, we'll get back into the subject matter.
Hey, you, human being. Yeah, you. Did you realize we were made from the earth, the actual soil? You couldn't have realized that, because if you would realize that, you wouldn't be putting chemicals on your skin, because it's like putting chemicals in a plant. What do you put on a plant? Water, some sunlight, and sometimes plant food, depending on how stubborn the plant is. Same thing with our skin, same thing with our hair. So check out my products, Shamika Body Hair and Face Butter Treats, on Facebook, and view the price list, the product list, the pictures, and place your order on my email at shamikarobinson1@outlook.com. Stop using chemicals. There is no such thing as eczema and all these ridiculous skin diseases that they're naming. It's called your body is responding to chemicals. So stop letting your body respond to chemicals and get nature involved with natural shea butters and cocoa butters and oils. Again, you were made from the earth, so stop fighting against your nature.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back, everybody. For those of you that may just now be tuning in, we are discussing the Battle in the Sky Hearts weather manipulation program. Okay, now we were going over in the beginning how HARP stands for High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, and supposedly it has to do with ionospheric research. But as we heard in a clip in which Alex Jones recited public documents, and we also have the words of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad to confirm, we know that that these machines and these facilities are not for research purposes. The government of the United States, the synagogues of Satan themselves, are actually manipulating the weather. I want to remind everybody that is tuned in, if you have a question or a comment and you would like to verbalize it, all you have to do is press 1, so that way I know you would like to speak, and I'll bring you right in. Now, we do have a few more clips. We are just about 20 minutes left in this episode before we went on break. Next week will be kind of like a part two of this week, because along with this HARP situation, there's this myth going around about global warming, which I humbly feel ties right in with this. So that's what next week's episode is going to be about, because it seems as though while the government on one hand is manipulating the air, now they're trying to come out and cover their tracks and say that, oh, it's due to global warming. People, let's be very, very clear here. The earth has been here not for hundreds of years, not for thousands of years, not for millions or billions. Earth has been here for trillions of years. Human beings have always been on this earth. There has always been activity here. Now, you may say, oh, well, if it's been here that long, then it's bound to self-destruct, to self-implode. The earth is constant, just like all the other planets. Everything in this solar system is obeying the law under which it was created. In order for this planet to be destroyed, you would literally have to get all of the explosives that were ever made and detonate them at the same time. And even then, you still might not be able to destroy this earth. So this whole myth about the earth self-destructing due to CO2s, all of that stuff, don't believe it for one second. Now, the rest of these clips that I have, they're fairly long, so I don't think I'm going to play any of them, because I definitely still want to hear from the individuals that are here with us this evening. This last clip I'm going to play, though, is only 6 minutes long. Now I'm going to play this, and then we'll get right back
into the questions and the comments that we were partaking in before we just now went on break. So this is a very, very brief clip. And as a reminder to everybody that would like to ask a question or make a comment, all you have to do is push one so that way you can join the conversation.
I wanted to ask a couple of questions here about HARP, the high frequency activation.
Okay, dear sister.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I wanted to ask you a quick question before you play the clip. Because when I listen to brothers talk, what they will say about intelligent brothers like yourself, they will say that you beat them over the head, but you never give them a remedy. But actually, the remedy is in the knowledge that you're dropping down for them. I wanted to say this quickly because it's on my heart. Would you agree that for right now, this density that we're in right now, the best remedy for the black man to shield himself from all the calamities is to get back to his authentic, original self, to be in tune with his spiritual man. And I want you to know, dear brother, I'm not telling him to commit to Islam or Allah. I'm not telling him to be a Buddhist. I'm not telling him to subscribe to Christianity and the Bible. We know the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that the Bible can be like a venomous poison if you don't discern it properly. Did he not say that?
Absolutely.
So what I'm saying is, would you agree if to work on themselves today, they need to get back to their original authentic selves, meaning the true authentic black man. Get away from the culture that is given to him.
I definitely agree with that. You know, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that the best religion is to do unto others as you will have them do unto you. He didn't say it was Christianity.
Yes,
he didn't say it was Judaism. He didn't say it was Islam. He said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Now, I don't know of any logical thinking person, especially a black person, that would want someone to be mean to them. So, therefore, you should be kind to others. Like you said, we have to get back. What is our original selves? We are peaceful people. We are a kind people. We are people that are not just in tune with ourselves. We are in tune with nature. We are in tune with the atmosphere. Unfortunately, we live in a world that is so contrary to our nature. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us that environment is stronger than hereditary. Let me give you an example of that. We know that by nature, a lion is, quote-unquote, the king of the jungle. However, you can go to any zoo in this country on any given day, and you'll find a grown lion jumping through hoops of fire when we know animals are naturally afraid of fire. You'll find a grown lion that is by nature a hunter waiting to be fed a piece of steak from Walmart. That is because that lion has been pulled out of its environment, put into a foreign environment, and now that foreign environment has manipulated his very nature. The same thing has happened to the black man. We have been denatured. We have been broken down. And the only way for us, and I say this with all humility, at the end of the day, you can listen to whoever you want to and whatever you want to. But the best medicine that the black man can take to heal his ailments are the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I've listened to a lot of brilliant brothers and sisters. I'm not saying that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the person I'm not saying he's the only one that has had something of value to say. What I'm saying is that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad has the best remedy to get the black man and woman back to where they need to be.
Powerful.
I hope that answers your question. Thank
yes,
you, so much.
You answered
so let me get
it, and that was timely.
Beautiful, beautiful. So stay online, dear sister. I'm going to play this clip, and then after that, we'll close out with more dialogue from you and whoever else wishes to speak. Again, everybody else that's listening, all you have to do if you want to make a comment or ask a question is simply press 1
So that way I know that you want to speak, and then I will, of course, bring you in for the remainder of the show. We're just under 15 minutes, so I'm going to play this clip. It's about 6 minutes long, and that'll give us about 8 or 9 minutes to dialogue until the conclusion of this show.
I wanted to ask a couple questions here about HARP, the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. Several of you at the table have a little bit of a piece here. As you know, this is located up in Alaska. It's currently funded by the Air Force Research Lab. It was formerly funded by the Office of Naval Research. One of the prime customers is DARPA, which is currently running experiments at the facilities here. So questions to several of you this morning. I'm told by the president of the University of Alaska that the Air Force has pulled its support for the facility, and they're taking steps to demolish it or take it down this summer. He's making the argument that that there is other opportunities for us, and is trying to find a path where the university might be able to take title to the facility. I'd like to start with you, Dr. Prabhakar. I understand that a lot of folks here on the committee probably don't understand what HARP does. I think most Alaskans don't really know what HARP does or why the agency is involved in it. So a very brief explanation and then a more direct question. Would you be disappointed or would you lose something if HARP were to go away?
Senator Markowski, as I think you know, one of our programs has been using the HARP facility for the research that it's pursuing. And my understanding is that we did get value out of that interaction. The P in DARPA is projects, and we're not in the business of doing the same thing forever. So very naturally, as we conclude that work, we're going to move on to other topics. So it's not an ongoing need for DARPA, despite the fact that we had actually gotten some good value out of that infrastructure in the past.
Understood. Then to Dr. Walker and Mr. Schaefer then, Dr. Walker, your agency is currently running the facility. I've mentioned that it's our understanding through the president of UAF that the plans are to move forward and demolish the facility this summer. So the question to you is that accurate? Can you explain why? And then perhaps to both you and Mr. Schaefer, is there any benefit in exploring a potential relationship with the University of Alaska to perhaps take over the HARP?
Yeah, thank you, Senator. The Air Force has gotten great value out of HARP in the past. We took over from the Navy and managed it and actually did a number of experiment campaigns up there and have finished our work that we're interested in doing up there. We've moving on to other ways of managing the ionosphere, which the HARP was really designed to do, was to inject energy into the ionosphere to be able to actually control it. But that work has been completed. The Air Force has maintained the site for other government agencies to use for several years now. And with DARPA completing their project, that's our last government customer that we have in the site. We have put out a call government-wide for other agencies that had interest in managing the site or are taking it over, and including going out to academia and seeing if there was any interest there. We have gotten interest from the university in Fairbanks. However, the interest we have is that they will run it if we fund it, which is unfortunately in this fiscal environment we're in right now, this is not an area that we have any need for in the future and don't see that it would be good use of Air Force S&T funds in the future. So our position has been that if there's not somebody who wants to take over the management and the funding of the site, then the Air Force has no future need, and that we do plan to do a dismantle of the system in the future after we make appropriate notifications.
When you say in the future, do you anticipate that it would be this summer then, or would there perhaps be more time for the university to try to figure something out?
We would prefer to start this summer. We would like to get the critical equipment out of the site before the winter. The harsh winter in Alaska does lead to a very costly winterization to maintain the site, and we'd like to avoid that if we can.
Okay. Mr. Schaefer, if you have any comments on that?
Yes, ma'am. So I'm torn on this because my background is as an atmospheric scientist, and I think the facility is just a world-class facility. That said, we've worked very hard with the Air Force, with the Office of Science and Technology Policy over the last 18 to 24 months to find another sponsor for this, because it really, as you've heard the other people at the table, we, the department, have gotten the research value out that we need for the facility. We've also worked with University of Alaska Fairbanks to get some other person to pick up the long-term, just pure scientific research that HAARP offers the promise of. But with all the other issues and problems and challenges facing the department at this time, we just don't see that that investment over a long-term period is where we would prioritize our investment. So we've been working with other agencies, trying to get agencies like National Science Foundation, Department of Commerce, who runs the National Ocean and Atmospheric Administration, to pick up the HAARP facility. No one else wants to step up to the bill, ma'am.
Welcome back. So as we can just clearly hear, that was just another hearing where HAARP has been exposed for tampering with the atmosphere. Now, there have been a couple of prominent politicians that have also confirmed that tampering with the atmosphere and manufacturing weather conditions is absolutely possible. Former Secretary of Defense William Cohan said, quote, "Others are engaging even in an eco-type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes, remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves." Now, again, the ionosphere is, let's go back to the definition of it. The ionosphere is an Earth's upper atmosphere, okay? And it has to do with radio frequency propagation. So if this man is saying, as the Secretary of Defense, that others are engaging even in an eco type of terrorism, so not only are they tampering with the environment and with the atmosphere, but they're using it as a weapon, and it's becoming terrorism, whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes like they did in Haiti, volcanoes, remotely, through the use of electromagnetic waves. That was Secretary of Defense William Cohan. Now, this politician, we all know who he is. Black folks really were a fan of his. Former President John F. Kennedy said September 25th, 1961, quote, "We shall propose further cooperation efforts between all nations in weather prediction and eventually in weather control." I'll say this again. This was from former President John F. Kennedy, who black folks love. September 25th, 1961. He said, quote, "We shall," the word "shall" is future tense, "we shall propose further cooperation efforts between all nations and weather prediction, and eventually in weather control." So this is something that's been going on for decades, at least from a theoretical standpoint, and now we can clearly see that since HAARP was established in 1993, and when you look at all of the weather data, you see how before 1993, and you look at the weather patterns after 1993, you can notice a clear distinction in frequency and in intensity. Dear sister, are you still on?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm still here and I'm listening. I wanted to comment quickly on what you said about the ionosphere and the atmosphere that is sort of out of view of our natural eyes, and the ionosphere is a very extremely old atmosphere, and like you mentioned earlier, it's trillions of years old. This is an atmosphere that is responsible for regulating radiation, for growing plants, for giving certain plants the color that they have, for feeding the melanin in black people, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, having said that, I want you to understand this. There is a technique that is called radiocarbon dating. Now, you mentioned earlier in the show that since 1914, some type of way, scientists have been interpolating the ionosphere, tampering with the atmosphere, okay? We is that what you said? Do you agree?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so we need to understand the carbon dating method. In the carbon dating method, they say that they can determine how old artifacts are, like the pyramids and the pyramids at Giza and the statues and pyramids in South America. They say that they can determine the organic materials within those facilities by radiocarbon dating it. Now, if you will do the math on the radiocarbon dating technique, you will understand they only measure the amount of radiocarbon that is left in organic materials. Now, if they have been tampering with the ionosphere, what are they measuring exactly? I'm telling you, I know this is a bit off topic, but I want people to understand that the dating process is all a lie. Many of the artifacts and facilities that were built by black kinky-headed Africans are much older than your history books are telling you. So I guess what I'm saying at the end of the day, this technology is not, there are primary reasons, but there are several other benefits do not benefit you. You know, there's not just one reason for this, modifying the atmosphere. There's just not one reason for it. When you look at all of the reasons, if people were to be honest with us, this interpolating of the ionosphere is not dangerous to white people, not one bit. I'm sorry, I just got to say it. It is not dangerous to them in any type of way.
Exactly.
Okay? First,
exactly.
Let's understand
that.
They act like they don't know. Yeah.
Precisely. I hate to cut you off. We literally only have about 33 seconds left, so that doesn't give me enough time to close. But I definitely want to thank you for your participation, and I know that you always listen in on the show, and I see your number. So I'm just very, very thankful for your participation. And next week we will be back on our regularly scheduled time of 7:30. Thank you for your input. And I really do hope that you join next week so that way we can dialogue more for part two of this show.
I will do that. Peace be upon you and prosperity too, my brother.
You too, dear sister. And for the rest of our listeners, thank you all for tuning in as well. Next week, same network, same station. Instead of 5:30 next week, we will be back on our regularly scheduled time of 7:30. Next week we will be getting into how global warming is a hoax and is really a lie, you know. So look forward to that. Look forward to that being promoted all through this week on my social media. My Twitter handle is @_uncensorable, and my Facebook is Marcellus Muhammad, MarcellusMuhammad. Muhammad. So if you wish to further dialogue with me, you can always find me on those social media handles and, of course, on the network here every Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. May the peace and blessings of Allah be on you all. Have a good, positive, and prosperous week. Assalamu alaikum.